Hi, welcome to Wixcast Episode 0. My name is Scott Rose, and I am the senior editor of the Warbirds Resource Group, as well as the founder of the Warbirds Resource Group and the Warbird Information Exchange. This is a sort of a teaser, not really a full-fledged podcast. It's more of a technical evaluation to see if I get bugs worked out, see if I can get this thing up online, and that you can hear it. I'm interested to hear comments and criticisms or whatever you have to say, and you can email me at editor@warbirdsresourcegroup.org. And you can find links to that on the page if you don't quite know how to spell that. Basically, it's also just an evaluation of what I'm going to try to do with this Wixcast. For the actual episode, we're going to have our new associate editor, Ryan Keough. We'll be having him on too, so we'll be basically, the standard format will be co-hosts. And we'll be working on getting some interviews and reviews of any movies that come out, air shows, museums, events, what have you. And we'll basically just try to provide news, information, and items that you, as Warbird nuts, would find interesting. We'll also try to get the interviews with some notable Warbird personalities, as well as certain more colorful members of the Warbird Information Exchange. And you know who you are. I will be talking a little bit more about myself and the history of the Warbirds Resource Group, because one of the things I inevitably get asked whenever I meet members of Wix is why, because it seems a very insane thing to do. And with over 60,000 files that comprise the various sections of the site, I look back after 10 years of doing it and realize that I am chemically imbalanced. I have to be, because it's completely nuts to sit there and put this much time and effort. But the rewards are that more than 3,000 people a day hit the various sections of the site. That's consistent. That's been for the last 2 years. And people find it useful. And what more can you ask? That you do something useful. So we'll discuss that. Ryan will be interviewing me. I'll be interviewing him and his past life as the bomber den mother at Collings Foundation. And other people that we can get to actually talk to us and so on and so forth. I'll basically be trying to do this once a month, maybe an additional episode here and there. I plan on doing an episode from Thunder Over Michigan, which I'm definitely going to go to. So if you're hemming and hawing, or if you're going, make sure you post it on the forum, and because we would like to get as good a turnout as we had last year, and there was 26 Wixers, or Wix members, to be more politically correct, that attended Thunder Over Michigan last year with the rest of us. Even though we didn't manage to get a group picture because there was some snafus about coordination and stuff, hopefully we'll get a better group picture this year. I'm also going to Geneseo, which is a no-brainer. If you're even remotely east of Kansas and north of Georgia, you have to go to Geneseo. It's the big Warbird enthusiast hangout. You'll meet the best people there. You'll meet a wide variety of Wix members, and you'll just have a fun time. It's one of the most relaxed air shows. It's run by an excellent group of people. They're the friendliest group of people, and it's just a wonderful air show. I fell in love with it 2 years ago, and if I could only go to one air show a year, that would be the one I go to. That is a no miss, no matter what. I just started a new job, and I told my boss that I need these days off so I can go, and if I can't get them off, I quit. So, I mean, that shows, it gives a little indication of how much it means to me. It's a great air show, and I just love it to death. So, if you can make it, go, and we'll hang out. We'll drink some beer, and basically talk about warbirds and stories and what have you. For the future of the webcast, one thing I want to invite people to do is to interview veterans, whether it's a family member, it's a friend, your next-door neighbor. Get a tape recorder, interview them. My philosophy is the same as with pictures. Poor quality recording is better than no recording at all. We're losing these veterans every day, and to get their stories, and it doesn't have to be a war story. just be a military service story, a funny story, a serious story, whatever. Try to get them to talk about whatever they want to talk about. And some of these stories, they might seem inconsequential to some, but to us, they're like the bread and butter of this whole era. I mean, yeah, we can find out about how so-and-so shot down this plane or this tail gunner shot down this plane, but it's the little things that get passed over and that give a flavor for the era, and we need to capture that before it's too late. And those recordings, those interviews, assuming that you want them to be and the person involved allows it, will be used in future podcasts so that everybody can enjoy them. And these podcasts will be archived. As long as I can, I will keep every podcast online so people that are new to it can go back through the old episodes. And this will provide sort of a library or things that we've done in the past and that you can listen to and it's not just gone. I also invite you to help with the Wix Online Technical Manual Initiative, dealing with military manuals from basically any era. We would prefer to start off with the World War II era technical manuals, and they can be on anything. They don't have to be in aviation, just World War II era technical manuals. I want to create a library, because these are public domain documents that there are companies out there making profits off of them, but they're basically just information. They're just packaging public domain information in an accessible format. I don't blame them, that more power to them, and I think the information should be free, though. So I'm want to create a sort of a low-res library, low-medium-res library, so that you can look at them online, but you might not be able to print them out too high. And if I get high-res versions, we might sell them for $1 for a PDF or something like that, depending on how much it costs to actually transfer it, so that you could actually have a high-res thing that you could print out to get the diagrams and whatever you want later on to help support the site. And in the future, I would like to eventually sponsor a restoration project. I mean, if we can generate enough funds for that, that will be good. Maybe if we can't support a full-fledged project, maybe make a donation to one of the projects that are out there that we all know and love and support. And, you know, some of those projects are basically just shoestring budgets. It's done purely by love. And I think we could help out in some ways. So, essentially, that's all I really wanted to say for this podcast. If you, like I said, if you have any comments or concerns, you can email me. I am looking into setting up a voicemail through Skype that you can leave voicemails that we can use. If you have comments, we can use it, and I can address those comments on air or on digital stream, however you want to say it. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Once I get that set up, I'll make a post of it on the Wix forum, and we'll go from there. I've also got Skype set up, so if you ever see Scott, WRG underline editor on Skype. That means I'm online, have it running, and you can contact me and we can chat about whatever. And as soon as I can figure out exactly how to do it, I'm going to record those conversations with people, and that's how we're going to do some of the interviews. And we'll have those on the future podcasts. All right, then. So if you have problems with this file, you don't like it, it sounds bad, or you have any criticism, just email me, PM me on the Wix forum or what have you, because I want to provide the best podcast I can. And right now the sound quality is not the best. It's not up to what I really want. But as this progresses and if it becomes popular, I can justify investing for better mics and mixers and equipment and things of that nature to improve the overall quality. But until then, I'm out of here. All right. Have a good day. Bye.